nice hand for Alex McGulkin, Kirk Johnstone. Bonjour encore. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and I'll be speaking to you for maybe 3 minutes or four, sort of the warm-up act, as it might be said. I'm going to take this Frisbee hat off and ask you one general question. How many of you viewed the video that we all sent to you by email? Hands, 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 hands. Okay. Those of you who raised your hand can graduate. The rest we have to inspect a little bit. No, not really. I have one announcement that I need to make, which is to thank the class of 2012 for leaving a legacy at McGill through the class action 2012 OMG. That's our McGill greenhouse, not the other OMG. You have raised $16,000 for a campus greenhouse that will give students healthier food options. Also, the McGill Alumni Association is giving a graduate a $1,500 travel voucher to leave McGill in style, airplanes maybe. So stop by the table at the alumni reception in order to enter the draw. That I'm not sure exactly where that is, but keep your eye out if you'd like to check that out. What I'm going to do now is ask you to please quench your cell phones, if you would. That's kind of irritating, as I think all of you know. And I have another question, actually. How many of you took a World of Chemistry course? Now we know who the graduates really are. All right, that's good. The length of the ceremony should be such that by about a little bit before 4, probably 10 minutes before 4, you should be all finished up. The platform party is the next to come in, and then the ceremony will begin. There will be about 30 minutes of various speeches, including an honorary degree preceded by a teaching award, the Leo Yaffe Teaching Award in the Faculty of Science. The winner this year is Masad Dama of the Chemistry Department, which is another good item, as it were. Who snickered there? No, just kidding. The other comment I wanted to make is that you all thought you were going to graduate today, but the fact is that where you came in is where the Zamboni comes in, and were it not for the failure of the Habs to not be here during this last month, we support them continuously, but if they were here, if they had been in the playoffs, we wouldn't have had this opportunity to be here today. The other comment that I'd like to make to you is that please make sure you have your lineup cards broken in two pieces. You give the first one, the first half, to the marshal, who will be standing adjacent to where your name will be read. If you have a very complicated name, you might want to whisper it to the reader, but you can trust the fact that he's practiced these names from 40 syllables down to 3 syllables, and he should do, I think, a pretty good job overall. You will then take the second card crossing the stage where you will be capped, and there will be information about that in just a little bit. And right here behind me, you will pick up your degree. If for some reason you get a PhD instead of a bachelor's or vice versa, they will sort it out. There's not going to be a problem in any way with that. I'm looking to see if I see the piper. Do we see the piper? So I say, I'm going to ask that you arise when you hear the piper. He will be bringing in the platform party, the last group of which will be, and there I see him. So start her up and let's get on the way. The last group will be the chair of the board, the chancellor, and Principal Heather Monroe Bloom. But I would ask you to rise now for the platform party. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, family and friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2012 convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Science and students graduating with a Bachelor of Arts and Science. Now, as the 18th Chancellor in the 190th year history of McGill, I have no intention of breaking with tradition of opening these proceedings with a very brief address. Some of my predecessors have referred to this introduction as a word of advice. I prefer a less lofty description and refer this as simply something to think about. Before arriving at today's convocation, all of you have given considerable thought as to your future vocation. Some among you have yet to firm up your career aspirations and may be planning to continue studying, undertake volunteer community service, temporary work, or travel. Whatever it is you choose to do, there's an important parallel activity that you should consider. It is one that I believe could enhance your career, or for those of you who are still undecided about your future, help you make the right choices. I raise this idea with you based on my own vocational trajectory. It has to do with seeking a mentor who could inspire and hopefully guide you. Note that when I use the term mentor, I do not mean internationally recognized figures such as Nobel Prize-winning scientists, world-class architects, great musicians, or inspirational political figures. Rather, I'm referring to those individuals whom we come across in our everyday lives and who have the capacity to help us see ourselves and our environment from a different perspective than our own habitual one. Sometimes we come across such individuals accidentally. Other times we choose to seek them out. Just by way of examples, this individual could be a former high school teacher, university professor, sports coach, a friend of the family, or a parent of a close friend. In my own case, having a mentor has had a major impact on my quality of life. Instinctively, you may believe that approaching someone to become your mentor might be considered as an assault on their privacy. My experience, and those of others who have been fortunate to have mentors, is just the opposite. The right people are flattered, even honored, to be asked. J'ai fait mes études de commerce et j'ai obtenu mon baccalauréat en commerce à McGill, puis ma maîtrise en administration des affaires à Harvard. J'ai travaillé 35 ans pour une grande entreprise très diversifiée, comme mes intérêts portaient essentiellement sur le commerce de détail et l'immobilier, sans aucun rapport avec la médecine. Il va sans dire que les scientifiques et la recherche médicale m'étaient aussi étrangères que les astronautes et les voyages dans l'espace. Pourtant, très tôt dans ma carrière, alors que j'étais encore dans la trentaine, j'ai fait la connaissance de plusieurs chercheurs en médecine. L'une d'entre eux est ensuite devenue mon mentor. Cette collaboration et cette amitié m'ont amené à faire du bénévolat dans le domaine médical et en particulier à agir en faveur de la recherche médicale. My business life came to an abrupt halt much sooner than I had either hoped for or anticipated. However, by then I'd become so well acquainted and involved in health research, healthcare delivery, and health information technology, almost all as a serious hobby, that I was able to move easily in what became, and still is, the most rewarding and interesting part of my life. As I suggested earlier, something to think about. I now ask Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, to address the audience.
Chancellor, Chairman, Governors, Senators, our distinguished honoree, Dr. Julian Adams, our Special Teaching Award winner, Professor Masad Dama, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and most of all, graduating class of 2012, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you all here to this center for our spring convocation. Graduates, today is a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that you will look back on and remember, we hope, always. We know that as McGill students, you have worked very hard, without question. But as tough as it may be, from time to time, to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family and close friends of a McGill student. And so, graduating class of 2012, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your family and friends who have helped you reach this moment today. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifices you have made to arrive at this milestone moment, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, and a time for farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. You are not the same person you were when you entered the halls of McGill. While here you have made lasting friendships, you have sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas, and often most importantly, provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms and along with these great freedoms, the responsibilities that accompany them. The world, too, has changed since your first days here, as our Chancellor has said, from a global financial crisis and tsunamis to increased public activism worldwide, unprecedented acts of volunteerism and community engagement, heightened philanthropy, and extraordinary advances in technology and mobility. We live in a globally oriented and complex world, an age of ever-increasing mobility and connectivity. Votre passage à l'Université McGill et à Montréal vous a ouvert aux deux communautés culturelles et linguistiques des peuples fondateurs du Canada. Il vous a aussi permis de toucher à la richesse et à la complexité des enjeux qui caractérisent le monde qui s'ouvre aujourd'hui devant vous. Many of you will be thinking now about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. You arrived here today as students of McGill, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater. The newest members of a McGill family of more than 220,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our Chancellor, our Chair, and in a few moments to receive his second McGill degree, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Dr. Julian Adams. Today, graduating students, you are participating in a tradition that predates Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. Indeed, this past year marks an important milestone in our McGill history as well, as we celebrate the conclusion of events recognizing the 190th anniversary of our founding, the roots of our founder, James McGill, our founding professors, and our institution, all founded in the traditions and values of the Scottish Enlightenment. And so today, graduates, know that you are part of a long tradition of McGill academic excellence and leadership expressed here at home in Quebec, across all of Canada, and in every corner of the world. James McGill was living on the grounds of our beautiful downtown campus when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000, his whole estate, to the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. James McGill's gift was made when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty that this land could ever be the site 200 years hence of a great city or a world-class university, but McGill did become a great university, and you, graduating class of 2012, are the direct beneficiaries of that pioneering leap of faith by our founder, who was a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke both English and French, and who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. But James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. For nearly two centuries now, this university has made its impact felt in every field of human endeavor, from management to music, law to engineering, in nutrition and in agriculture, in the physical and medical sciences, the arts and the social sciences, here in Canada and around the globe. Graduates, as you look forward to bright futures, know with confidence that you stand on the shoulders of giants. These individuals have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill, a deeply rooted sense of tradition and appreciation for our character and our culture. These, joined with a commitment to excellence and creativity, of lifelong community service and global citizenship, people just like you. Don't feel any pressure here. As we celebrate you, the class of 2012, we also celebrate our great faculty of science. The study of science has a distinguished history of McGill, at McGill, from the early courses in biological and physical sciences and the creation of the Faculty of Science in the 1970s to the present day. As our remarkable Dean of Science, Professor Martin Grant, advances through his second mandate with a wonderful team of professors and colleagues, and we applaud his highly effective leadership as Team Science builds on that tradition. Over the past year, excellence in science at McGill has received numerous national and international honors and initiated many exciting new developments, including a $35 million renovation of the chemistry building and undergraduate chemistry labs, and through a generous gift from alumnus Lauren Troche, the endowment of our Outreach Office for Science and Society, the Troche Public Science Symposium, and our Mini Science Series. Today, as we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit to its future, as we aim ever higher in our search for both knowledge and practical solutions to the challenges facing society. We are reminded that the purpose of education is, as American social writer Eric Hoffer wrote, to produce not learned, but learning people, for it is the learners who inherit the future. Graduates, as we join today in celebrating you and your achievements, I also leave you with a challenge. Take up the mantle of leadership, along with our good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous civil society, comes a special responsibility to act for what you believe in on behalf of yourself and the society in which you live. When you act, show a commitment and a concern for others as well as yourself. Over a lifetime of research, Pulitzer Prize-winning Harvard entomologist Edward Wilson discovered that goodness is an adaptive trait. Groups that work together and support each other outcompete and outlive in good health their selfish counterparts. Trust your intuition. The late, great Steve Jobs, who knew a thing or two about intuition, put it best in a 2005 commencement speech to graduates when he said, "Much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on, and this approach has never let me down." And finally, foster and value your integrity. Whatever else may fail you, whatever bad luck or disappointments may befall you, as happens to all of us in life, your personal integrity can never be taken from you. Graduating class of 2012, as you leave our convocation ceremony later today, know that as graduates and ambassadors of McGill, you carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. Make us proud. Stay in touch. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Above all else, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationships with each other continue to nourish you. And now for today, savor every moment of this ceremony. It's your special day. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Dean Martin Grant to introduce this year's winner of the Leo Yaffe Award for Excellence in Teaching.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Leo Yaffe Award is given each year to recognize a faculty member for exceptional teaching
at the undergraduate level in the Faculty of Science. Asad Dama of the Department of Chemistry is such a professor. Let me read in the words of the students who are here today what they have said about Massad. First, years from now, students are not likely to recall the details of an intricate chemical synthesis pathway. Dr. Dama's students, however, will be equipped with the tools to critically reason out that pathway. It has been said that the best teachers teach from the heart and not from the book. Dr. Dama is the epitome of this statement. His compassion for his students is unmatched, and his passion for the subject matter is contagious. One only has to attend a single Dama lecture on nucleic acid synthesis to come to appreciate these structures as works of art. Another student said, Dr. Dama stands out as the most well-rounded, passionate, motivational, and charismatic teacher I've encountered during my undergraduate education. He inspires curiosity in his students by encouraging non-course material-related questions, by providing complementary material for reading and viewing, and by motivating students to follow their own interests. And another, Professor Dama made a lasting impact on me that did not consist of scientific facts, theories, or mechanisms. He introduced to me, among hundreds of others, a zeal for understanding and learning. In addition, he demonstrated that learning does not ever cease. And finally, one of his former students said, I feel so very fortunate as a McGill student to have been taught by countless wonderful professors. However, when I think of bright lights, it is Dr. Dama who shines the brightest. Simply put, Massad Dama embodies what we aspire to in the Faculty of Science, to have our best teachers be our best researchers, our best teachers. I also note that a year from now, Massad will begin a 5-year term as chair of chemistry. So expect us to be adding top administrator to top researcher and top teacher. He is the most worthy recipient of the honor you are about to bestow on him. Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor, on behalf of the Faculty of Science, I am very proud to present Professor Massad Dama, this year's winner of the Leo Yaffe Award.
I now invite Dean Grant to return to the podium to present Dr. Julian Adams, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Dr. Julian Adams, a distinguished scientist who has made a major difference to the lives of tens of thousands of people. Julian Adams received his Bachelor of Science from McGill University in 1977 and his PhD from MIT in 1981. After a postdoctoral fellowship at Columbia University, he moved to the pharmaceutical industry as a medicinal chemist at various companies, first at Merck Frost and presently as President of Research and Development and Chief Scientific Officer of Infinity Pharmaceuticals. Dr. Adams is best known for discovery and development of the revolutionary drug Velcade. This was the first treatment approved of a class of medicinal agents called proteasome inhibitors. Now, 6 years after its introduction, Velcade is often the drug of choice for patients suffering from multiple myeloma, that is bone marrow cancer, and relapsed mantle cell lymphoma. His is a story of a race against a terrible disease. Julian's tenacity and leadership resulted in the rapid approval of Velcade less than 5 years from the initiation of the first clinical trial. And there were naysayers. The drug has a boron atom stuck on the tip of its nose. As Julian has said, there was a lot of skepticism. People said, boron, there are no boron drugs. What are you doing? But we decided we were going to let the data run the program and not bias. As a result, more than 160,000 patients have been treated with this drug, providing many with greatly enhanced lifespans. Julian has received many awards. As examples, he received the 2001 Ribbon of Hope Award from the International Myeloma Foundation and the 2006 American Association for Cancer Research Bruce F. Kane Award, both for Velcade. He has published over 120 peer-reviewed articles, 7 books and book chapters, and has over 40 patents to his credit. The conferral and acceptance of an honorary doctorate is a reflection of shared values of the deepest nature. Dr. Adams is an inspiring role model. His scientific achievements and his passionate commitment to saving lives via drug discovery make us proud of his association with McGill. As well, Julian has been a frequent visitor, relishing the opportunity to talk to students about his career. He generously acknowledges the importance of his McGill education in his remarkable career in drug discovery and development, and he has been a generous philanthropic supporter of McGill students. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Dr. Julian Adams, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Julian Adams to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Adams.
Que grand honneur. Actually, I never thought I would get this close to the Montreal Canadiens Center Ice. This may be the pinnacle of my career, actually. I'm most honored and humbled to have this honorary degree conferred upon me. As an undergraduate of the class of 77 in the chemistry department, my roots at McGill are deep and have been cultivated throughout my ensuing and still active career. It is perhaps fitting that I fill in some biographical notes in this address. We've already heard a few of those from Dean Grant, but I want to maybe personalize it a little more. As a kid, I was always drawn to the sciences, having been fed a steady diet of biographies of luminaries such as Edison, Pasteur, and Curie by my mother, whose own tenure at McGill was but 1 year at the age of 18 when she met my father and left her studies. By the way, she was a chemistry student. Nature or nurture? That's the question. I guess I had both inputs and proclivities. But that merely set the stage. The quality of a McGill education is first rate. But that still does not tell the full story about how I became a practicing scientist. As with many careers, there is often a defining moment in life which grabs one's imagination. That moment occurred in Leacock, room 132. I'm sure you know it well. When I took Introduction to Organic Chemistry, taught by a young and endlessly energetic Professor David Harp. He made the subject come to life, not only through his brilliant lecturing style and innovative use of an avant-garde slideshow presentation in which he made molecules dance on the screen, but also through his personal vitality and sheer excitement for the principles of chemistry. For all I know, he could have taught the romantic poets, and I would have been smitten anyway. But this teacher, this scholar, this man, and as my people say, this mensch, changed my life. I knew then that I would devote myself to the laboratory and explore the wonders of chemistry. The rest of my undergraduate focus was to take every organic chemistry course, the bane of all pre-med students, including entering the laboratory where chemistry came alive. In my senior year, Professor Harp took me in as a senior research associate, whereby I conducted original research into the unknown and published my very first paper under his guidance. But I didn't have a master plan. I expected to continue with graduate studies at McGill, but in another watershed moment, during a talk with Dave, we speculated about the possibility of going outside my comfort zone and at least look at other graduate programs. Dave selflessly validated my ability to remain at McGill or to go anywhere and still be successful. So as a young man of 22, I went off to MIT, terrified that I did not belong there. And this was the theme throughout my entire career. Whenever I saw myself getting too comfortable, or at the conclusion of an important stanza of my work, it was time to reinvent myself and seek a new challenge. I have had other teachers and mentors, both in the academy and in industry, where I have now worked for 30 years. I have witnessed the advances in chemistry, molecular biology, and medicine with the same curiosity that my mother imparted to me. An important turning point in my training led me to want to tackle big problems in human health. With the foundation that I had at McGill and surviving graduate school, I became fearless to adopt new disciplines, and as a newly independent researcher, I often had to teach myself new subjects in science, medicine, and business, on-the-job training to address such problems as allergic asthma as a young industry scientist at Merck Frost Labs here in Montreal, or HIV infection at Boehringer Ingelheim when I led a team to study this devastating virus. And in the mid-90s, I became focused on cancer research and new theories which forced me to understand the pathogenesis of how the body's cells go awry. This has been my passion and mission, and with some success developed and continue to develop new therapies to treat lethal malignancies. But there's an underlying message and theme that I would like to share with my family and friends and colleagues today. One's education as a young person is often shaped by happenstance and sometimes good fortune of being at the right place at the right time. Louis Pasteur said it best, chance favors only the prepared mind, meaning luck is certainly a factor, but other elements such as a curious nature and a great teacher are all elements of new discoveries. McGill and Professors Harp, Just, Chan, Ogilvy, Bellow, Edward, Hogan, Perlin, Harrod, Butler, Eisenberg, Whitehead, Cave, and Fresco, and if I left anybody's name out, it's because I did very poorly in that class. They were all co-conspirators in my foundational education. Yes, I took English, philosophy, maths, and physics, but 35 years ago, these teachers sent me into the world as a curious and unrelenting researcher. Looking for scientific truths has been my mission in life. One doesn't get to do this without a tremendous support system whereby my family encouraged me on my path. My first wife, Fran, and our three daughters put up with my incomprehensible dedication to my work. My guests here today include my father, Marcel, my brother, Sylvan, and others of my favorite family members. And my wife, Patty, who sustains my passion. Thank you, family, for your love and support. And thank you all.
They say that the measure of a person, no matter how important, how successful they are, is their ability to accept the fact that they share that glory with other people. And, of course, Dr. Adams has done it in spades. He's indicated that notwithstanding all his success, without the tremendous support, he's received from other people, principally, at least early in his career, from McGill, he could never have been as successful as he was. And certainly that is the measure of a man. Thank you, Dr. Adams. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. We'll now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees, and I call upon the provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Chancellor, I am pleased, and it is a privilege, to invite students graduating this afternoon from programs of study in the Faculty of Science, and also students graduating with the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Science, to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degrees shall remove the mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as she or he leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait tous les requisites pour leur diplôme, grade ou certificat. By the powers granted to me by McGill Senate, I declare that all of the students whose names appear on McGill's graduating lists, whether they are absent or present, have satisfied all of the requirements for their respective degrees. We will now begin with graduate students first, and the degrees will be... Professor David Ragsdale will read the degrees, and Professor Martin Crisworth, Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will confer the graduate degrees, followed by Dean Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, who will confer the undergraduate degrees. Class of 2012, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Faculty of Science, Andrew William Alexander. Joanna Bougie. Maria V. Cherkasova. Julia Blythe Christensen. Jonathan Rene Dion. Equa Jacob Duala Ekoko. Leanne Ahmad El Hajj. Zimin Feng. Jan Allen Franson. Mark Thiergus Hagen. Jessica Henry. Kwan Hee Jung. William Sean Kennedy. Andrea Laura Krozek. Angela Cross. Nima Lashkari. Steli Ludmila Lefar. Dren Tao Lee. Jess Mason. Jeremy David McDonald. Katrina McKenzie. Viviana Mouse. Michael Warren McCutcheon. Amanola Mehrabian. Jonathan Millett. Fabiano Pandazzi. Christopher John Francis Pickett. Mark Daniel Reiser. Junaid Sattar. Dirk Schumann. Elizabeth Ruth Sharman. Manuel Smoo. Graydon Snyder. Genevieve Taylor. Jessica Maud Topple. David Trioni. Xiang Wen Drang. For the degree of Master of Science, Amjad Al-Mahari. Michael Angelopoulos. Kevin Andrew Boley. Stefan Leo Breen. Yoni Bresler. Regine Fernande de Bros. Jesse Doherty. Anton Willie Dubrow. David Paul Fox. Amol Garat. Vishya Guel. Joanna Margaret Harrison. Denise Adriana Orcasitas Ruiz. Xiang Ji. Sanket Manjul Joshipura. Wen Yang Ku. Jean-Francois Lacroix. Lori Lim. Julian Samuel Lord. Varun Maheshwari. Rizwan Maredia. Patrick Martineau. Cyril Cyrus Ragoshe. Yasemin Sadagat. Florian Schkerti. Mikhail Smilovic. Samantha Stratton. Fugui Tang. Daniel Trojand. Jonathan Tyler. Tara Ann Cindy Wilkinson. Edward Wilson. Ayako Yamamoto. Han Yang. Yi Zhang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Applied Mathematics, Robert Bruce Gibson, Honors in Applied Mathematics. Jean-Carl Sirois, Honors in Applied Mathematics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Atmospheric Science, Melanie Belzil. Amélie Audrey Bertrand. Wan Ting Cathy Hyung, Distinction, First Class Honors in Atmospheric Science. Eric Joseph Notarangelo. Lisa Simla, J.S. Marshall Prize, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas David Soulard. Sophie Slowinski, Honors in Atmospheric Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Stephanie Abraham, Honors in Chemistry. Kim Yang-Ping Apperly, Distinction, Clifford B. Purvis Prize, First Class Honors in Chemistry. George Edwin Banks. Guillaume Beaulieu Poole, Honors in Chemistry. Mathieu Bedard, Honors in Chemistry. Charles Benoit, distinction. Anne Molson Prize in Chemistry, first class honors in chemistry. Alan John Blaney, honors in chemistry. Jessica Ping Chen. Hyunjin Cho, honors in chemistry. Genevieve Lauren Clark, first class honors in chemistry. Carl Zachary Demands, first class honors in chemistry, R.F. Robertson Prize in chemistry, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, Dean's Honor List. Justin Michael Ditrani, first class honors in chemistry. Ashley Miranda Gethin, first class honors in chemistry. Danidu Dimaji Gunasekara. Naurin Karim. Alexei Kazarin, honors in chemistry. Kunyi Kim. Cyril Levine, honors in chemistry. David Levan, first class honors in chemistry. Emma Louise Mungall, distinction, first class honors in chemistry, R.F. Robertson Award in physical chemistry. Thi Vai Phung Nguyen. Loren Petit Jean, honors in chemistry. Farjana Rahman. Mahai Radu Sukyu, first class honors in chemistry. Ling Yi Tan. Amélie Tessier, first class honors in chemistry. Lucas Samuel Theinhaus, G. Stanford Whitby Prize in Polymer Chemistry. Akila Catherine Wiley. Haruka Yoshi, distinction, first class honors in chemistry. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, Andrew Gregory Arrowsmith. Alicia Benz, distinction. Theodore Welsh Carter. Gabrielle Charette, first class honors in computer science, Dean's Honor List. James Hurst, Jack Bloomer Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Derek Scott Ingruville. Alexander Kaurikau, distinction, first class honors in computer science. Mohammed Mehdi Kouli, honors in computer science. Julie Elise Langman. Darren Levi Malik, Dean's Honor List. Michael Martell, Distinction, First Class Honors in Computer Science. Ekaterina Osipova. Rahul Pillay. Olivier Savary Belanger, Distinction, First Class Honors in Computer Science. Liam Tuppert Coughlin. Alexander Vassalotti. Kong Yu, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Biology, Lawrence Bautista. Yazid Harris. Daniel Quack, Distinction. Emily Sang, Anna and Robert Skomorowski Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Xiaofei Zhao. Chi Quan Dro. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth and Planetary Science, Laura Andrea Barreto Palacio. Nicholas Bork. Francois Xavier Capel. Gilles Etienne Couturier. Cassandra Del Greco, David Harrington Memorial Prize. Christine Doe. Marc Antoine Fortin. Adrian Iredale. Marina Alexandra Longo. Sarah Yvonne Rathe. Ichiko Sugiyama. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth Sciences, Alexander Timofeev, First Class Honors in Earth Sciences, Logan Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth System Science, Leah Camille Brashi, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Dean's Honor List. Naomi May Robert. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Environment, Nahal Hisham Al-Tanobe. Kimberly Ozadeh. Eleftheria Baloukas. Andrea Whitney Ellison. Adriana Fairland, Distinction. Jordan Alexander Gallant. Maria Magdalena Lorinowitz. Brianna Michelle Levenstein, First Class Honors in Environment. Riley McDonald, Distinction, First Class Honors in Environment. Dominique LaPlante Murray. Sarah Nicholson. Saskia Josephine Nowicki, Distinction, First Class Honors in Environment. Bridget Elaine Schrempf. Bethany Templeton. Christopher Johnson Thomas. Lindsay Heather Toth, First Class Honors in Environment. Natasha Sarah Vallavi. Russell Jordan Vinegar, First Class Honors in Environment, Dean's Honor List. Tyler John Theodore Wilson, Dean's Honor List. Jan Theodore Wollenberg, Distinction. Jennifer June Wood. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Geography, Chloe May Rebecca McMillan. Melissa Corrine Ward. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Marie Andre Langlois. Pauline Marie Badarani, Distinction. Jun Yun Bai. Michaela Elizabeth Berry. Maria Jose Bran Lopez. Deepinder Shahal. Haskell Chai. Catherine Dagnault. Matthew Nicholas DeCourcy, Ireland, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Gaurasankaran Prize in Mathematics and Statistics, Dean's Honor List. Chloe Claire Delacourt, Distinction. Dieter Alexander Fishbein, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Jean-Philippe Fortin, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Jingchen Ji. Alexia Marina Renee Jimenez Cordova. Alexis Jolicoeur Martineau. Sakshi Kaul. Jacqueline Carolyn Pochan. Charlene Puel, Distinction. Sanya Majasola Raji. Samantha Rudinsky. Karina Simone. Catherine Elizabeth Supko. Emily Alma Wall, Distinction First Class Honors in Mathematics. Julian Watt. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Computer Science, Henry Michel Cantave. Gary Rumanis, Honors in Mathematics and Computer Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Physics, Yariv Barshishat, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Dean's Honor List. Laurent Beauregard, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Moist Traveling Scholarship, Dean's Honor List. James William Heyer, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Chen He, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Nina Kudryashova, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Dean's Honor List. Benjamin Christopher Landon, Anne Molson Gold Medal, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Robert E. Bell Prize in Physics, Dean's Honor List. Nikita Laval, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Gabriel Walter McGill, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Dean's Honor List. Mark Adrian Mandich, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Juan David Mena, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Konstantin Mikhailovich Churin, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Daniel Eugene Tufsia, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics, Benjamin Cohen. Noah Dweck. Tyler Leslie Brian Enright. Stephanie Elia Hay. Sergio Andres Yoya. Charles Basil Catrix. Justin Kahn. Saeed Ahmed Khan, First Class Honors in Physics, Dean's Honor List. Jean-Benoit Lalanne, First Class Honors in Physics, Governor General's Silver Medal, Horace Watson Medal and Prize, Dean's Honor List. Malcolm Alexander Laws, Alan Leary, Justin Lee, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physics, Jan Mark Lyskowski, Robert Michael Maglieri, Evan Gerald McDonough, First Class Honors in Physics, Benna Miro, Eric James Moulton, Honors in Physics, Helmuth Ricardo Mueller Moran, Distinction, Philip Peter Novosad, Dean's Honor List, Rodney James Orford, First Class Honors in Physics, Perrine Mathieu, Sarah Issa Esther Perez, First Class Honors in Physics, Alexander Costa Stange, Nicholas Tarantino, First Class Honors in Physics, Dean's Honor List, Emmanuel Saul Thibault, Zachary Francis Whittemore, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physics, for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Chemistry, Hugo Brandeo, Anachemia Prize in Chemistry, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Physics and Chemistry, Dean's Honor List, for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Computer Science, Shir Yarkoni, for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Geophysics, Noah Michael Dewar, for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Megan Elizabeth Alton, Distinction, Alexandra Kirsten Backmeyer, Benan Berhan, Annabelle Boutillier, First Class Honors in Psychology, Jacqueline Yun Chin Chang, Jui Chi Stephanie Chen, Yen Ming Chen, Christian D'Andrea, Tom Anastasius de la Fosse, Anastasia Filipova Dokova, Carolyn DuPont, Anna Maria Durant, Jordan Jeanette Dutton, Catherine Fairhurst. Alexandra Carolyn Fisher, first class honors in psychology. Rand Basil Gazala. Emma Glazer, first class honors in psychology, Dean's Honor List. Lucy Gouveia, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Benjamin Warren Hatch, first class honors in psychology. William Bo Johnson. Jennifer Jones. Nora Martin Caris. Alice G. Hay Kim. Nicholas Paul Kerwan. Alexandra Knoll. Hung Chen Brian Lin. Alex Ann McDonald, first class honors in psychology, Dean's Honor List. Josiane Christine Mapleback, first class honors in psychology, Dean's Honor List. Alexei Mokov. Nina Courtney Obioha. Matthew Thomas Osborne. Hansi Ruvenika Paris. Cynthia Sarah Dellis. Coralie Raindo. Leanne Nancy Roach. Vanessa Destura Robles. Mary Amanda Rochelot. Tracy Lauren Schwartz, distinction. Alyssa Scirocco. Amy Lee Streamer. Vanessa Hillary Timmons. Lucas Arthur Sun Topham. Essen Turkakian. Anita Uthaya Kumaran. Christiana Vincelli Gregory. Stephanie Caitlin Wilkins. Billy Shun Yu Wan, distinction. Allison Diana Yan. Ming Wei Yek, first class honors in psychology, Dean's Honor List. Lisa Zhang, first class honors in psychology, Dean's Honor List. for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Software Engineering. Henry Charles Macalani, Honors in Software Engineering. Jonathan Pitre. Andrew Timothy Smart, Distinction, First Class Honors in Software Engineering. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Statistics and Computer Science, Matthew Bray, Distinction, First Class Honors in Statistics and Computer Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science, Tyler Bao. Tanya Deborah Barr. Marie Leah Berkowitz. Zoe Francis Brewster. Paul Thomas Cernick. Caitlin Collins. John Daly, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Lucas Martin Dangler, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Graham John Davidson. Emily Ann Del Perro, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Rachel Delve. Julia Dvorak, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Vanessa Rose Eddy. Monique Evelyn Evans. Joanna Hamilton Falcone. Isabel Rose Fulcher. Krista Jan Georgievic, Fred Victor Stone Memorial Prize. Ian Douglas Good, Mary Keenan Scholarship in English. Zoe Greenwald. Elena Claire Hoffman. Marianne Khalid. Emerson Charles Kroc. Xavier Lapointe Gagné. Teresa Mignon Lee. Brianne Elizabeth Leeming. Jimmy Lee, Dean's Honor List. Rachel Lee, Distinction. Ping Meng Liu, Distinction. Emily Elizabeth Loschuk. Erin Luxenberg, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Kelsey Kathleen Martin. Natalie Maria Mazzaferro. Miriam McBreen, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Jillian Emma McGovern. Sarah Ann McKenna. Tara Mehta. Sheena Suresh Melwani. Maria Mustakim Barrett, Distinction. Rachel Nye. Margaret Gray Fowler Niehol. Alexandra Jean Nunn. Ulysse Raphael Marie Pasquier. Anne Victoria Pijot. Sonia Rasquinha. Andalib Sharif. Jifing Shen, First Class Joint Honors in Mathematics, First Class Joint Honors in Philosophy, Prince of Wales Gold Medal for Mental and Moral Philosophy. Shubham Sindwani. Natalia Vladimirovna Slepneva. Kira Vitko. Thea Winterton Perks. Zoe Winterton Perks. Cameron Woodard. Yang Xiao. Nathan Zeplowitz. Jonathan Jajin Drew.
Thank you, Professor Ragsdale. Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. Would the graduating class please rise? À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace, to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Tout que nous venions et que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous craindrons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem. Thank you.
Thank you.